hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. This is a special extra episode of the podcast to mark the passing of Thich Nhat Hanh, who passed away last Saturday. So Thich Nhat Hanh was a global spiritual leader, a peace activist, a poet. He wrote over 100 books on mindfulness. He was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by Martin Luther King. And he came from Vietnam to the West in the 1960s in an attempt to stop the Vietnam War. And since then, he spent his life sharing the practice with people and helping people to understand how they can let go of their suffering through focusing their awareness. And it's been an emotional week. I never got to meet Thich Nhat Hanh. A lot of the people that I know have had the chance to go on retreat with him. But I do feel like he means a lot to me, because I've always experienced a great deal of anxiety. It's something I've talked about in the podcast before. And nothing that I ever tried made any difference for it. And I felt a great deal of shame around that anxiety, like there was something that was wrong with me. And I stumbled across Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings when a friend invited me along to a mindfulness group. And so through practicing with other people and through reading Thich Nhat Hanh's books, I learned that I could accept my experience, whether that was sad or happy, whether that was calm or anxious. I could accept it, and more than that, I could be okay with it. And even more than that, I could enjoy it and be happy. And there's a set of words that I repeat in the podcast all the time, which is whenever you're experiencing an emotion, that you notice it and you say, "There you are, my old friend." And those words changed my life, is that I didn't have to distract myself from my anxiety. I didn't have to try and block it out. I could just accept it. It absolutely transformed my experience. And so we've been remembering him this week. And at my local mindfulness group, my Sangha, we were sharing our different experiences of Thay's teachings. So we called him Thay, which means teacher, and how it affected our lives. And a friend of mine, David, shared a reading from one of his books. And it's from his book, The Art of Living. And I just want to read that for you now. Over 10 years ago, one of my disciples in Vietnam had a stupa, a Buddhist shrine, built for my ashes. I told her that I didn't need a stupa for my ashes. I don't want to be stuck in a stupa. I want to be everywhere. But she protested, "It's already built." In that case, I said, "You'll have to put an inscription on the front saying, 'I am not in here.' It's true, I won't be there in the stupa. Even if my body is cremated and the ashes are put in there, they aren't me. I won't be in there. Why would I want to be in there when outside is so beautiful?" But in case some people misunderstand, I told her that they might need to add another inscription saying, "I am not out there either. People won't find me inside or outside the stupa." Yet they may still misunderstand. So there may need to be a third inscription that reads, "If I am to be found anywhere, it is in your peaceful way of breathing and walking. That is my continuation. Even though we may never have met in person, when you breathe in, you find peace in your breathing, and I am there with you." And I think that's a really important summary of how a lot of us are feeling about Thay, which is that he may have passed away, but his teaching, what he gave to the world, will continue and will live on, just as all of us will continue after we pass away as well. Everything that we are continues, our body, the water in our body, our knowledge, our sense of humor, everything continues. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't had a look yet, to read one of Ty's books. They're extremely accessible. They're not very long, really enjoyable. And so if you're starting off the practice, I would recommend Pieces Every Step. And if you're more experienced in the practice and you're looking for something a bit more advanced, The Art of Living goes into some more depth. But I want to leave you with, rather than me doing a guided meditation, I wanted to leave you with the man himself. And I hope you enjoy. And I'll see you next time.
Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I notice that my in-breath has become deep. Breathing out, I notice that my out-breath has become slow. Deep, slow. Enjoy. Breathing in, I calm my body and my mind. Breathing out, I ease everything. Calm, ease. Breathing in, I smile. Nothing is as important as my peace, my joy. I smile to everything, even to my suffering, to my difficulties. Breathing out, I release, I let go. This is a practice of freedom. Smile, release. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize that it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. Enjoy.